May the Lord strengthen our faith in him, and may we walk through the fires of this life without being burned. May we forever be a witness to the greatness of our God. Amen. Well, dear heart dwellers, I struggled with how to share this with you, my sweet family. I really didn't know what to say, so I asked the Lord, "Lord, how shall I explain this?" He replied, "Haven't you always been so very honest? So what is different about this? If you're not honest, I cannot prove my faithfulness through you. If you are honest, well, you understand, don't you?" "Yes, Lord, so be honest." Well, my dear ones, Ezekiel and I are going through a very difficult trial. He was healed of several issues with scar tissue from other operations that constricted his intestinal tract. But a few weeks after that, another infirmity came upon him, and for this there is no cure except radical surgery and drugs, which he does not want to take, but mostly because the Lord continues to censor that route and asks us, to the best of our ability to understand, to trust in him alone. That is the latest word, at least. We have both sensed a trial was coming, and the Lord did allow it for his own purposes, which, if you get to the bottom line, it is always for the salvation of souls. When the pain started up that kept him in bed, he would seek the Lord and get readings from the Bible promises that said salvation, fruitfulness, God's love. And seeking further, when the pain would get very, very serious, he would get enemies, death, and God's faithfulness. Well, it didn't take long to get the picture, because the pain would continue to come back. However, in prayer over him, a spirit of death has been sent away without his prey every time. The Lord is allowing this for our channel because he wants us all going up higher. And this is a suffering and a sacrifice, much like Heidi Baker's husband has been through. He should have died, but he didn't. Ezekiel should die, but he won't. The Lord has promised a full recovery, and it makes no difference what our Satanist visitors curse or try to do. They will not succeed because they are not more powerful than God. And God is preeminently faithful. So last night I sought the Lord during my communion service about this whole issue, and he immediately began talking with me. He acknowledged that it was deadly, but that Ezekiel would not die. Rather, he would be healed. But there was still much suffering to undergo. The Lord also promised that I would have perfect peace and equilibrium during this time, and it would be a sign to me that he is faithful to his word. Interestingly, this word came across my desk earlier that day. Quote, "It is going to cost you everything to do the things that God has called you to do." End of quote. Yes. Then Jesus began to speak. "His body is dying, but I am not going to allow him to die. I made a promise to you, remember?" "I do, Lord, but I thought perhaps I had lost it." "No, I have made provision for him. It may be last minute, but it is provision. And I will make you stronger to walk with this not so little cross, and you will carry it as though it were nothing. And this will be my gift to you." And I might add an understanding that he truly has spoken to me. "Lord, how can I carry this as if it were nothing, each day facing the possibility that I might lose the only friend and love I've ever had in this world? He means so much to me." Jesus replied, "Don't you think I know that?" "Yes. That is why I'm making a provision for you that you will not lose it every day and cry yourself to sleep. You're going to walk tall through this crisis, in my strength, in faith." "Lord, what if you are allowing this to humble me of my pride, and people will lose faith in your words to me?" He answered, "No such thing is going to happen. I am with you all the way. I will not allow that as long as you continue to teach what I've given you." I promise you that I will be glorified through all of this. What is a man's breath to me? Have I not created him? Shall I not sustain him? I want you to do your very best to cleave to my promises to you. I want you to believe in me, no matter how bad it looks. Believe in me. Lord, please don't make him suffer terribly. He answered, there will be suffering, but there will also be provision. I will not leave him without comfort. Pay particular attention to the ecstasies and words he gets after each trial. They are meant to instruct. And here I want to take a moment and tell you that after one particularly miserable and painful day, he was given several divine visitations to heaven and from heaven, several instructions and beautiful words of prophecy, both to me and people around us. He saw angels and conversed freely with the Lord, and also experienced ministry on another continent. Pretty amazing. And I'm working on getting together one of the dreams that he had in the midst of all this. He hasn't really been feeling well enough for us to record it, so it's going to be a little while. Jesus continued, I will not let him die. I promise that to you, and I continue to promise that to you. I will not allow him to die. Well, heart dwellers, I've really laid it out for you. I'm being so very honest with you, and I know that if I've heard wrong or a deceiving spirit, you would have every right to abandon me, even in my dire need. But I just can't pad the message with back doors. I have to be honest with you. Jesus said he would heal him and that he wouldn't die, and I stake my entire life and ministry on that. So, my dear enemies, go and have a ball with that one, but remember, what if it's true, and all the cursing you've done to make this man sick is healed miraculously, and you were put to shame? Think about that, too, while you're planning your next moves against us. When will you guys ever give up your evil? When will you see how much you're loved by God, who could have killed you 7 times over by now, but he continues to let you exist so that perhaps you'll convert? What would you do if you're put to shame? Because this is what the Mighty One has told me. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They will suddenly be ashamed. And he also said, I will deal severely with all who have oppressed you. I will save the weak and the helpless ones, and I will bring together those who are chased away. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles, wherever they've been mocked and shamed. And he has been saying over and over again that he was going to deal severely with those who've been oppressing us. So continuing on in my conversation with Jesus, I said, Lord, if you've allowed a familiar spirit to sift me, I'll be crushed. Please, please don't do this to me. Please don't. I'm begging you. Do not disappoint my hope in you. Please. Jesus replied, look at the host I sent you for your communion service. He's talking here about the little round wafer. It is a sign that I am with you, not a familiar lying spirit, but I am with you. Do you know how I cry with you? Claire, you have no idea the depth of weeping in my spirit over your pain. If it were not necessary, I would not allow it. And here I want to tell you, I had a miracle with the host during the communion service, which I'll share with you in a moment. Jesus continued, you are blazing the way for many healings, not just his. I want you also to write healing music that can carry the suffering souls off into another land, the land of life and happiness. I'm using you in a teaching position, much as I used the prophets of old, and how they suffered in my service. Yet the legacy of their life-giving words and deeds continues to live on, even into eternity and forever. When he said that, I was reminded of what the Lord said to Ezekiel, the prophet. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, I am about to take away from you the desire of your eyes with a blow, but you shall not mourn, and you shall not weep, and your tears shall not come. And that was when the Lord took Ezekiel's wife. I thought of this, but I remembered that he promised me that Ezekiel would not die. And Jesus continued, All of my frontline prophets must suffer very deeply to squeeze out the choice grape juice for the wine to be given to the thousands for their healing. This is the lot of both the victim's soul and the prophet, that they were able to carry the crosses I put on their hearts, which were very heavy. Lord, what do you want me to do? He answered, Believe. That's all I need from you. Believe with all your heart that nothing is impossible with God. Believe in me. Believe in my goodness, in my love, in all that I've ever promised you. Believe. And even when the dark clouds threaten, believe. Oh yes, your hope shall not be disappointed. Not at all. Believe. Next, work with all your heart, totally believing in yourself and your ability to bring to completion the work I have given you to do by the power of my grace. Dear Lord, I don't want to see him suffer. He answered, It's not only for you, Claire. It is to facilitate conversions. I am so serious about this, and so is he. Yet there's still a season for him, for all your dreams for him to come true. And by that he's talking about prophecies that have been spoken over time about us, that we would have a joint ministry. Jesus continued, What I am doing is absolutely amazing. If people were told, they would not believe it. Can you please protect me from our enemies, Lord? As long as you apply yourself, I am sending in many troops to cover you from the devices of the enemy, which have been successfully halting and impeding your way in the past. Those days are coming to a close, and I am accelerating your ability and the ease with which you carry it out. And what am I asking of you in return? To believe? Yes, believe, for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing, my dove. Do you believe, Claire? Yes, Lord, I believe. He smiled. Thank you. You're very welcome, my little bride. Well, you know how good it is to have two or three witnesses to confirm a prophetic word. That was the end of his message. And this is what happened immediately following on this. During the communion service, I noticed that there was a face on the host after it had been consecrated. So I set that wafer aside and used another for the rest of the service. Afterwards, I looked at the host more carefully. There were a total of 7 faces of God on that host. Every which way I turned it, I viewed another face of Jesus or the Father, and they could be seen clearly. So that was the first thing, and I'm going to try and photograph those for you. Next, I opened an email that someone had sent me, and it had almost verbatim the very message the Lord had just given me. It was actually a piece of sheet music they'd taken a photograph of, and the song was, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Just the simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I think I know the melody to that. That's a beautiful old classic. Well then, as if that weren't enough, when I opened the missal I used for the service, I opened to a page that said, "Nothing is impossible to God for those who believe." And it was highlighted on the page that I opened to. It's amazing. There it was again. Believe. Then I went on the internet to look something up. And what, Rhema, do you suppose popped up? No, it wasn't believe. It was the apostle Doubting Thomas. I always get reminded of him when there is a challenge of faith going on in my life. Sure enough, that's what it was, Doubting Thomas. Well, my dear ones, pray for us. We are here to continue to serve you in ways we cannot even imagine. I have known in my heart that the Lord will fulfill his promise to us. And even as this sickness was creeping up on us, Jesus would remind us with this rhema, "What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do." That's Isaiah 46. Amen, amen, amen. Love you all, dear ones. Let's all stand in faith.